extract of letter from new Scotland Yard Commissioner to Ministry of Transport about the need for effective street lighting. 3 December 1926, TNA catalogue reference MT34/207. Any further communication on the subject of this letter should be addressed to the Commissioner of Police of the Metropolis, New Scotland Yard, London SW1, and the following number quoted, 63/S/29, brackets B2. Communication should not be addressed to individuals by name. New Scotland Yard, London SW1, 3rd December 1926. Sir, I am directed by the Commissioner of Police of the Metropolis to refer to his letter of the 16th December 1924, open brackets 63/gen/313, close brackets, on the subject of the lighting of the new arterial roads, and to say that, with the rapid growth of motor traffic and the building developments in progress, it is felt that the time has come when the full question of road lighting in the Metropolitan Police District is worthy of special consideration. The Commissioner realises that adequately to light all the roads is not a practical proposition at the present moment, but from time to time, cases of accident are reported to him which appear to be clearly due to defective lighting. In many cases, where lighting is provided, the best effects do not appear to be obtained, owing to the lampposts being placed in positions where the light is partially obscured by the branches of trees, and, in certain circumstances, the effect of this is, in windy weather, the creation of a moving shadow, giving the impression of a pedestrian stepping into the roadway. Although it is incapable of proof, there is every reason to believe that this was the direct cause of a very serious accident in the Kew Road. For a long distance here, the road is interspersed with trees, and a motorist, going towards Richmond, suddenly swerved to his offside and collided with an oncoming car. The Assistant Secretary, Roads Department, Ministry of Transport, SW1.